A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Paris Saint-Germain have reportedly made the first move for long-term Manchester United target Sergej Milinkovic-Savic. The Serbian has been a key player for Lazio as they have mounted a title challenge this season, scoring 5 goals and 7 assists in 31 appearances before the season was suspended. The player has been on United's radar for a while now, with PSG said now to be interested, and in fact they've gone one step further than that, having put a €60 million offer on the table. That's according to a report which also suggests that that bid is set to be rejected, as Lazio want another €10 million. Still on the midfield front, and Eduardo Camavinga will prioritise a move to Real Madrid ahead of Manchester United, according to the latest reports from Spain. United have been extensively monitoring the 17-year-old's progress in Ligue 1, with Marcel Bout, the club's head of global scouting, personally checking up on the midfielder. However, Real Madrid are also said to be interested, and the fact that Zinedine Zidane is Barca's key for Camavinga, his priority is to move to Real. That is, of course, if he does move on this summer. United have offered to loan him back to Rennes next season as a potential sweetener in Rennes agreeing to a sale. But much more on that, I'm sure, over the coming months. Any midfield acquisitions, of course, may well depend on the future of Paul Pogba, who continues to be linked with a move away. And United have reportedly expressed an interest in Juventus' proposal to include Adrian Rabiot in a swap deal. That's according to reports from Italy. The Serie A champions are keen to bring the World Cup winner back to the club, having sold him to United in 2016. Real Madrid, of course, are also interested, as Paul Pogba's future remains very much up in the air. But the coronavirus pandemic has hit finances pretty hard across the globe, really, and Juventus are looking to use Rabiot as a make-weight in a potential deal, with the report suggesting United are currently interested. And finally for the bulletin, it's regarding Odion Ighalo, and reportedly United have had a breakthrough in their loan extension talks with Shanghai Shenhua, with the latest reports that United are closing in on a new deal which will see Ighalo stay at Old Trafford until January. That's all for now. We'll have more later.